Hello, folks. Sean Rice here, and today I'm going to dig a bit deeper. I'm going to teach on the concept of purpose. And the first thing that I want to just dig into on purpose is, why is purpose important in your business? You know, what's the difference between saying my purpose is to make a lot of money versus my purpose is to change lives? I mean, really, if you're signing people up for a $500 a month coaching program, does it really matter if you're in it for the money or if you're in it to change people's lives? I mean, as long as your coaching program is good and actually delivers $500 worth of goods, does it really matter? I mean, that might be the question that's asked out there, and I believe it matters, okay? But I want to dig into some of the intangibles, like why does it matter? Okay, so let me just ask you a question. This would be a little bit interactive here, but let me ask you a question. I mean, if somebody sets out to just make money, let me ask you this. Do you really think their coaching program will be as deep and meaningful as the person who sets out to change people's lives? I don't think so. I just don't think so, folks. You know, they just won't really pour their heart into it. They just want to sign up another customer. Now, the flip side, of course, is, you know, what if I just want to help people and, you know, I don't focus on the money and nobody pays me? Okay, well, here's the thing. If you create incredible training and you don't give it away for free, I mean, you put a price on it, just like a dentist, you know, he may be in it because he loves to pull teeth. He just loves to hear you scream. Okay, he loves to pull teeth, but he doesn't have a sign outside that says, you know, free teeth pulling. I like to hear you scream. You know, it's $200 a tooth, or, you know, $1,000 a tooth, or, you know, whatever the case is. There's an exchange. It's an exchange for the service and the product. You know, just like if, you know, your fan goes out and you have to have an electrician come out and fix it, he may love installing fans, and he may love the idea that he's able to help people cool their homes with a fan. He just loves it. He just feels so good when he gets that fan up. But you know what? He has to write you an invoice after he does the work, and $250 for fan installation, okay? And here's the thing. If we look at some companies out there, and I don't want to create a legal battle here, so I'm always careful when pull up different companies. But, you know, if you think about a company like Apple, or you think about a company like, we were just talking about Ritz-Carlton. So if you think of a company like Ritz-Carlton, okay, you think of a company like Apple, or you think of a company like Southwest Airlines, okay, they care. I mean, if you read the biographies of the companies or the owners, you realize those people care, and they're not in it for the money. Okay, now, obviously, people have to pay for a ticket to get on Southwest Airlines, okay? People have to, you know, pay for a room to go to the Ritz-Carlton. People have to, you know, shell out $2,000 or whatever it is for a new computer from Apple, okay? None of those businesses, I believe in my heart of hearts, none of those businesses is in it for the money. But let's contrast a business that's in it for the money, okay? How about Enron, okay? You know, I mean, the most I know about Enron is, you know, they went down to Texas and they said, and I don't know how much this is true, it's all hearsay, okay? So, I mean, there's no libel here, it's, you know, hearsay. Okay, but my understanding is Enron went down to Texas and said, you know what, I think that we can sell a lot of electricity in Texas for a lot more than we're paying for it, and a lot more than they could buy it from somebody else, but the consumers won't notice because it's going to be on their bill every month. Okay, and then they get into this little pyramid scheme, and after a while, you got people going to jail. Were they in it for the money, or were they in it to really take care of the customers? And my opinion is they were in it for the money, and what happened? You look at a Bernie Madoff scenario. Okay, was he in it to change people's lives by taking care of their retirement for the rest of their life, like he might have said he was, or was he in it for the money? Okay, you look at upstart airlines that don't make it. Okay, and if you do the research, you'll find there are a bunch of upstarts that try to copy what Southwest did when Southwest became, you know, it's just such a phenomenal growth story in what, the 80s, early 90s. Okay, a lot of companies, if you read the stories, a lot of companies were out there trying to compete. And what they do is they go, and we're going to make money competing with Southwest. We're going to go in there and we're going to beat them by $25 a ticket. And we're going to fly all their same routes. Where are they today? My best guess is they're all out of business because they did it for the money. What's different? Southwest did it because they care. And obviously, you can agree or disagree with the five different companies or individuals I've just mentioned, whether they're in it for the money or not. But just think about it. Find five companies on Earth that you really believe do it because they care, and find five companies that do it just for the money, and you will find, in almost every circumstance, you should find a serious difference in the outcome. Okay, so let's talk about you. Are you any different? Are you any different? If you do it for the money, are you really, in your heart of hearts, can you really deliver the same value that you would if you just love to change people's lives? I don't think you can, folks. I really don't. And maybe you're a very special individual. Maybe you are. And here's the thing. It's really easy to think. I mean, it's really easy for me to think in my mind, you know what? I could do this for the money, and I'll still teach about it just as well as I do. You know, I mean, the only way I'd be able to find out would be to take a year and try it. But, I mean, I wouldn't be true to myself. Because, and please don't separate the idea I'm doing it because I care. I want to change people's lives. My purpose is to change people's lives by enabling them to make a full-time income online. That's my purpose. Now, please don't mistake that for saying, I'm just going to do it for free. I mean, everybody that's hearing the sound of my voice, you're paying to have this experience with me, and you're paying not because I put a gun to your head, but because you willingly want the information from me. You literally want my help, and that's why you're here. That's why you're on this live call with me. That's why you're studying with me. You're hearing this as part of the coaching program, and it's a recorded. Then I mean, you are here because of the excellent teaching, the excellent service, you know, whatever you want to call it. The excellent. I don't want to get into a bragging contest here because that's obviously not what this is about. But if you think about in your business. If we could think about you focusing on changing people's lives, I can promise you this. As long as you don't just give everything away for free, as long as you put a fair price on your service and you do a reasonable job of, I mean, you got to come out and say, look, if you want my coaching, it's $200 a month. Or have a sales page that says, if you want my coaching, here's the link to sign up. I mean, you can't be like a closet coacher and just expect people to flock to you. You can't be the best in the world and go lock yourself in a closet. But I really believe, folks, if you will simply focus on changing people's lives in some way and then put your message out there so that people's lives can be changed, a percentage of people will pay you for the coaching. And this is why I believe that purpose is so important. It should not be for the money. Okay, now, obviously, let's talk about money one more time, and then hopefully we can put money to bed, okay, because that's not what purpose is about. Obviously, you know that you have to make a living doing this if you're going to do it full-time. You've got to make a living doing it, okay? So let me ask you this. Obviously, here's an analogy that might make sense. Obviously, if you go to a day job, or if you used to go to a day job before you had your internet business, you go to a day job from 9 to 5. The number one reason you have a day job is to make money. Okay? I mean, some people have a day job because they'd be bored at home. Okay, but most people, and maybe for everybody, if they were independently wealthy, they'd have a day job anyway. But for most people, if you need the money, your primary reason for going to work every day is because you need the money. You got to put shoes on the kids, feet, you got to, you know, feed the wife. You got to, you know, pay the mortgage. You got to support the husband, whatever the case is. You're going to work because you need the money. Okay, now, the job that you have, though, hopefully, is the job that you're doing because you like the work that you're doing, not to make money. This is a distinction makes sense. You go to work because you need the money, but the actual job you choose, okay, the actual job you choose, if you have choice, okay, I mean, obviously, if you live in a small town and there's one factory, you know, the odds are you're going to be a factory worker, and unless you get in it to move out of town, that's what you're going to do. But if you have choice, okay, the job that you actually do is what you want to do. You folks have been in a job before. Everybody's probably been in a job before, right, where you hated the work that you did, and all your free time you're always looking for another job. You probably didn't do your very best at that job, did you? It'd be tough to do that. It really would. But if you love the work that you do, love it, absolutely love it, you'd probably work for less than you would, you probably work for less money than you would if it was a job that you hated. You know, I saw a recent statistic, and I can't find, remember what book it is. It might be the book called How to Succeed When You Fail. I don't remember where I saw this. But I read the statistic that a zookeeper is the lowest paid master's degree in the world. That if you're a zookeeper, you have to have, I guess, to be a real zookeeper, I don't know, maybe at a small zoo you don't need a master's, but my understanding is that if you're going to be like a zippity-doo-dah zookeeper, you're going to be like head of the zookeeping, okay, at a zoo, so you take care of the bears and the pandas and the monkeys and all that.
That Kevin
you have that master, and that you're the lowest paid master's on average in the whole world. Why is that? I believe it's because zookeepers have one of the most fulfilling jobs in the entire world. And you think about it, teachers are some lowest paid. I don't believe they're lowest paid. I think zookeepers make less than teachers. Okay, but teachers are some of the lowest paid workers on earth that are educated, you know, bachelor's or master's or PhD or with teachers. Why will they work for less? Because most of them, it's not because it's the only thing they could do. Most of them could make twice as much if they were willing to go work with adults and sit in a corporate chair. They love working with children. Have you ever found a kindergarten teacher that hates working with children? I mean, if they do, they're only there for a year or two. I mean, if you find somebody that's been a teacher for 25 years, every single day she wishes she made more. It maybe it's a he. Every day he wishes he made more money. You know what? He stays there 10 years, 20 years, 30 years. Why? Because he loves his work. And going back to purpose. So I hope I've made the point with all the illustrations. So let's get to work on finding your purpose, okay? Okay, now the first thing I want to say is that I really believe what I'm getting ready to say, I really believe that our purpose comes from on high. I really do. I believe that our purpose, in the long run, comes from God. Now, having said that, I don't believe that you even have to know who God is for that purpose to still happen in your life, okay? Now, I know that some of you are thinking right now, boy, that was real sacrilegious for you to say, okay? And I want to justify it by saying I believe that to be an accurate statement. Now, having said that, do I believe that we should all connect with God? Absolutely, beyond a shadow of a doubt. Okay, so please, 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 please don't send me any hate mail over that statement. But I really believe that if any of us are going to fulfill our purpose in life, we have to find it. And I believe, I could be way off my rocker on this, but I believe, and I believe the evidence is right there in the Word. I believe that it's there, that every single one of us has a purpose from birth to change the world. Okay, now, most people don't fulfill their purpose. I believe that as well. Most people never find their purpose. Most people work in a 9-to-5 job. A lot of them hate what they do. They're just paying the bills. They never find their purpose, and they never change the world. You know, how many people have you heard about, you know, you read a book about that says, you know what, I was 15 years in the corporate world, and I had a life-changing event, whatever it was. My had a new daughter. I had a new son. I had a death in the family. My father died. You know, I lost somebody in 9/11. I had a near-death experience. My doctor told me if I didn't lose 200 pounds, I was going to die in 2 years. I had a heart attack, and they had to wake me back up from the dead. I mean, how many people do you know in their 30s, their 40s, their 50s that have an experience that they wake up and they say, you know what, I don't want to die and leave only the legacy of who I already am right now. I don't want to die with that legacy. I'm going to change my life. How many people do you know of that? If you don't know of any of them, start looking for them. You know, start reading biographies of people who have changed their life. Because, I mean, there's just so many people where that type of thing has happened. Here's the thing. You don't need a new life, a death, a near-death experience. You don't need that to change your purpose. I mean, if you look at your life and you think, you know what? I'm not fulfilling my purpose. I don't even know what my purpose is, but I know I'm not fulfilling my purpose. And by the way, for some of you, fulfilling your purpose is 20 years raising your children to be everything that they can be, and that may be all you can do for 20 years. But now you're 45 or 50 and you're thinking, I've got another 20, 30 years left, God willing. I've got another 20, 30 years left. It is time for me to find another purpose. They're grown and gone. They only need me for a 5-minute phone call once a week when they need something from me. It's time for me to find a purpose. Okay? I believe you've got to find that purpose. And so what I'm going to do now is I'm going to just talk a little bit about how that can occur. Okay, and obviously many of you have been in my coaching program so long, you've found it, you know the direction you're going to go, but if you don't have a passion that burns deep inside of you for your purpose. Okay, so let's talk about why it's important, because I find that when I talk about why it's important, a lot of times it makes it so much easier for it to just happen for you. By the way, let me ask you this. Is this good stuff so far? Say yes.
Sorry?
This been good for anybody so far?
Has
this been good for anybody so far?
Yes.
Yes.
Excellent.
Yes, it is. I'm on mute, so thank you.
Excellent. Thank you so much for speaking. I'll tell you, the feedback is so important because that way it tells me, do I need to just go 2 more minutes and close the whole topic up, or do I need to keep digging? And
I'm going to keep digging.
Here's the thing. Why is purpose important? I believe that once you know your purpose, it frees you to grow. It frees you to grow and change the world. Because let's just take an example. What's a good example? I love the health example. I really do. I hate talking about money all the time. You know, the example is to help people make money. I hate that example. I hate strong words. I just don't care for that example because it's the exact opposite of what I want to empower people to do. I want to empower people to change people's lives and let the money follow. So I don't want to talk about money all the time. And I'm making a conscious effort to try to back off of that. Let's talk about health again. Okay? Let's talk about health. Improving people's health. Okay, and I'll tell you, I can kind of speak from experience. I've lost some weight recently. My wife and I were eating a lot healthier. We're eating a lot more vegetables and fruits, and we've even have a juicer now, and we've been doing some juicing, and we feel so much better, and we have so much more energy. And I don't know that it's right for everybody, but my goodness, I just feel so much better. I probably in the natural I'd add 5 years to my lifespan over the last couple of years by all the changes that have been made in my diet. I mean, we all know how we feel after we go, I won't name any names, but after we go get a nice, greasy, thick hamburger with fries and a big soda and we have a refill, we all know how we feel after that happens. And even if we're totally healthy and we're buff and all of that, we all know how we feel after we eat a meal like that. And I'll tell you, since I've cut that out, except for maybe once a week lunch, if I'm skiing, okay, right in the middle of the day, I know I'm going to go back out there and I'm going to burn some of that off, okay? And who knows, maybe that should be eliminated too, I don't know. But I feel so much more energetic. So, and it's a big digression there, but for those of you that are in health, about changing people's lives, let me ask you this. If your goal was to make $100,000 a year, and let's say each client paid you $1,000 a year, okay? So they paid you $1,000 a year to work with you. You just need 100 clients to make $1,000 a year. And here's the thing, if all you need to make is $100,000 a year, I can almost look you in the eyes over the phone and tell you, you won't do anything to get that 101st client. I mean, you'd have to have a new goal of $200,000 a year, and you'd have to go, wow, we like the new car, you know, let's buy another one and go make more money. But I mean, most people, me included, we meet our goals. We don't exceed our goals. Very rarely do we exceed our goals. I mean, how many times you were in college and you made your goal, let's say the college semester was 13 weeks long, and you made your goal to finish your term paper in 11 weeks instead of 13. How many of you ever finished it in 7? I don't ever remember a day. In fact, most of my papers, my best memory, I mean, this was 15 years ago, but my best 20 years ago, oh, 20 years ago, 20 years ago now, my best memory is staying up all night long before it was due, finishing it up. I don't know how many of you are like me, but that's when I got most of my papers done. If my memory serves me correctly, the day before, the night before, start on them 3 days before, even when you make the goal of 11, getting it done in 11 weeks. You know, how many of you say, I'm going to lose 50 pounds, and you end up losing 70 by accident? You know, how many of you say, you know what, let's say you have a job where you work on commission, and, you know, you make $300 a sale. and you need $1,000 today, and you go out and say, I'm going to make $1,000 today, and you go out and you sell four of whatever you sell for $300, what do you do afterwards? Look, I've been there. I've been in the trenches for years. I was in the trenches selling, okay, nose to nose, belly to belly, okay? I've been in the field, and I'll tell you what, if I set my goal to make 10 sales, and I used to get paid on one item, $100, $150 a sale, if I made my goal to make 10 sales, when that 10th sale is done, even if I had energy left, there was no way I was making another sale. I was just done. I was, you know what? Whew. Man, I'm so glad I hit my goal. I'm going to have a burger, and that was when I used to eat after work. Okay, I'm going to go have a burger. I'm going to go sit down. Now, if the goal is for 12, I didn't feel that way after the 10th sale. I felt I had two more. Now, there were a few times when I had like 10 sales after 4 hours, and I'd say, you know, I'm going to go take a break and reevaluate this. And sometimes I'd be able to psych myself up to say, okay, I've had a break. Let's pretend I'm starting a new day and make a new goal of 5. Sometimes. But I don't ever remember a time when I had a goal for 10 or 12 sales and I made a single sale more, unless it was literally there were two people in the house and one of the people said, okay, can you sign me up too? I don't ever remember a scenario. And you know, it's the same thing. If you're a school teacher and your goal is to get all your students, say you're a third grade teacher, and your goal is to get all your students up to the fourth grade level by March 1st. Now, you get all your students, on March 1st, you have a celebration party. Okay, now, we all know in our heart of hearts that we would love to continue pushing those children. And maybe if there's two full more months, you would. But let's face it, no matter how much we love those children, there's going to be a sigh that happens once there's going to be an excitement. There's going to be a party. And you're going to say, you know what? I met our goal. And you're going to tell all the children, congratulations, you met your goal. You know what? Probably 90% of the time, nobody's going to raise their hand and say, you know what? Can you get us to the fifth grade level in the next 2 months? Everybody's going to back off and say, wow, I'm so glad we did. Okay, now maybe that's an exception. Again, that's an exception that feeds into what I'm talking about, why it's important, because if it's important and you love those kids, what's going to happen? You're going to have a celebration, and you're going to come back in the next day, and you're going to say, you know what? You know what we're going to do? We're going to go as far into the fifth grade as we possibly, as far into the fourth grade as we possibly can in the next 2 months. You kids excited about it. Just think about football coaches, okay? Think about football coaches. Some of the most successful football coaches are the ones that after a win. You know, we're not talking about after a loss. When you go into the locker room and you go, you know what, guys? You messed up today. You didn't put your best foot forward. You messed up early. You shouldn't even be on the payroll. You shouldn't have come to work today. But you know what? Training camp starts tomorrow for the next game. We're going to win. That's natural for a loss. What about a win? The coaches that win. You know what they do? They have their celebration. Before that celebration is over, I bet you 90% of locker rooms, before that celebration is even over, the coach is saying, but you know what? We can't sit back and wallow in this win because you know what? We have another team to beat next week. And I want you folks, when you go out partying tonight, I don't want you overdoing it because we're going to start working tomorrow morning early so we can win another game. And you know what? You look at the NFL. Who wins the playoffs? Okay, don't get me, you know, if you look at like, you know, 12-4 or something like that, okay, sometimes you find some mediocre teams that sometimes they've had some easy games, they've kind of skated in. You see people in the playoffs. You see people winning the Super Bowl. They make it by accident? Absolutely not. Sure. Did they win a game or two they shouldn't have? Yeah. Did they lose a game or two they probably shouldn't have? Yeah. But you know what? Day in, day out, they have a purpose. That Super Bowl ring. They're not in it for the money. And here's the thing. If you take two quarterbacks, you pay them both $2 million a year. If one of those quarterbacks says, you know what? I'm in it for the money. I want my bonus. And I need to win 12 games to win my $1 million bonus. You know what? He'll win 12 games. He won't be able to win that 13th game. Why? Not because he doesn't want it, but because it's not on his radar. And you take the other guy, you pay him $2 million. There's no bonus, or even if there is a bonus. He doesn't care about the money. He said it's to win games. And you know what? Even if they lose all the games, he's not in it for the money. But you know what? His heart is to win every single game, and it's not the money. In fact, I read of a quarterback the other day, and man, I can't remember who it was. It's one of the top two or three this year, and I don't remember, so I don't want to throw a name out there. But basically, he's underpaid. He's underpaid by a lot, like half as much as he should be for how productive he is. And he said that the reason that he's willing to be underpaid is so that he can spend, the team can spend more money on star players to surround him, so he has a better chance of the Super Bowl. And you know, I don't remember the quarterback, so I have to be real careful here. But, you know, that's the spirit. So think about that in your business. If you're in it to make $100,000 as a health coach, you'll stop at 100 clients, at $1,000 a client. Just mentally, you'll stop. November 1st comes along, you've made all your money for the year, you're able to pay the tax guy, you got $10,000 in the bank you reserve for vacation. You know what? You're going to be talking to your wife or your husband about taking December as a little vacation. Yes, absolutely. I know I would. Okay? But if your goal is to change lives, would you stop at 100 people? I mean, really, if you know what it takes to change people's lives so that they stop dying of heart attacks, they stop dying of strokes, they stop dying of obesity, they stop dying of overeating, they stop dying of diabetes, if you have the goods to change people's lives. By the way, you can change people's lives anywhere. We talked, you know, you're talking about an insurance salesman. Let's say you've got an insurance salesman and he only makes $30,000 a year because he's not a very good insurance salesman. But his kid is at home and needs a new pair of shoes because his toes are poking out of the front of his shoes. And he hires you to teach him how to triple his income. He hires you to triple his income so he can put shoes on his son's foot, so he can put clothes on his wife's back, so that he can get into a better neighborhood so his kid can go to a better school. If you're focusing on taking his money for your coaching program, you're not going to do him a bit of good. But you know what? If your job is to change his life so he can put shoes on those kids, clothes on his wife's back, the bigger mortgage so that he's able to live in a better neighborhood so he can get the kid to a private school that's better than maybe, I'm not knocking public schools, but let's just say he lives in a neighborhood where, frankly, the school doesn't care, okay? Well, yeah, you could go reason after reason. If you're doing it to change people's lives, you change an insurance salesperson's life. If you can change somebody's life, I have a client who changes little teenage girls' lives that have anorexia and bulimia. And you know what? The biggest thing I was able to do for her was help her realize she was helping save people's lives, because without her, some people were going to die. Some children are going to die, and my understanding is teenagers die of eating disorders every single day in America. My guess is every country in the world, there's a teenager that dies every single day. And you know what? Her job is to change people's lives so they don't die, and she's good at it. She gets in front of those girls and their parents for 6 months. My understanding is that most of the time, they change. Obviously, I mean, change comes with from within, so it doesn't happen for everybody. Here's the thing. I know a lot of you. I mean, just talking to you generically here. What can you do? How can you change people's lives in such a way that you'll stop focusing on the money? Because here's the thing. Let's think about that health coach. You charge $1,000 a year for coaching. You just need 100 clients. That'll get you $100,000. But if you, how could you stop at 100 clients? If you really want to change people's lives, there are millions of people in America today, and millions more in Europe, and millions more in Australia and New Zealand, and millions more in Japan and China and India and Malaysia and Africa, okay, who are dying from diseases that you might be able to help. Your possible prospect pool is millions and millions and millions and millions of people. And if you care about people, it is your moral and ethical responsibility to change their lives. And here's the thing. If you don't discount your coaching, and it's $1,000 a month, if you change 1,000 people's lives this year, you'll make $1,000,000 instead of $100,000, and you won't even have to focus on the money. You know, I'm not going to keep building that up because you don't have that many clients. Maybe you say, you know what, I'm going to make my coaching $500 a year, and I'm going to help 10,000 people this year. And I don't know what the number is. You can figure that number out, but it's not about the money, folks. It's about changing people's lives. And I'll tell you, folks, this was a big realization for me just in the last few months, because those of you who have been following me for a while, you know that I've been really fervent on this purpose issue lately, and you know that some of the things that are going on in my business and things that are changing. And I'll tell you, one of the realizations for me was a shift in my mindset from looking at, and again, I have never been in this for the money. I've wanted to make an income online, okay? So I want to be very clear, just like you get a job because you need money, the job you get should be the one you like, okay? When I started, I wanted to earn an income 100% online, and I wanted to earn a full-time income. From that sense, I've always been in it because, you know, I want this to pay the bills. But the help that I've always given people, and in fact, for a few months, I didn't hardly make any money at all, and I was still helping people, I got started asking, how can I help people? And every single thing that I have ever released, with the exception of a couple of three products I dreamed up that I thought would help people, but nobody told me that it wouldn't, and I'm flopping, okay? But, I mean, almost every single successful, every successful product and coaching program I've ever launched has been where I developed it strictly for the purpose of helping people change something in their lives, and in exchange, people have paid me. And I'll tell you, the biggest single change, the biggest single shift that I've made recently is, instead of thinking about, in order to get to a higher dollar figure, I need to help this many more people, and loving doing it. I've always loved helping 100 people or 200 people or 300 people. I always love helping them. But it's always been about a number, a mediocre number. My world has changed the last few months because I have realized, that there are millions and millions and millions of people out there that have not heard my message. And this kind of ties into the fact that I believe I have a message that it's different than anybody else that's teaching people how to build a business online. I have developed, and you folks that you're in my coaching program, you know that you go through my first few lessons, you continue in my lessons, you know that what I teach is different. You know that my approach is different. I mean, even what we're talking about today, you probably never heard this from anybody else. You might have heard a bit here and a bit there and a bit there, but tying all the pieces, I don't know of anybody that ties these pieces together. Like, I'm not bragging. I'm just saying that my world, my prospect list, is millions and millions and millions and millions of people out there that need my help. There are people in every single country in the world that are starving right now, that have lost their jobs, that have jobs they hate, that are retired, and in 10 years their money's going to run out, but their health isn't, okay? And they're going to either die, they're going to have to cut back, they're going to have to downsize, they're going to have to count on the government to support them in their last 20 years of life, okay? If I don't give them the tools to be able to change their life, and I'll tell you, those of you that follow me closely, you know that there's some big changes going on in my business, and part of that is my platform is changing from just helping somebody here, helping somebody there, because they came to me from an organic page online, and I've been really happy because my pages convert at a really high rate, my subscribers convert at a really high rate, my squeeze pages make me money, you know, I mean, visitor levels high, subscriber levels high, maybe some of the highest in the world, but being satisfied with only helping a few hundred people. And I'll tell you what, my platform is changing. And here's the thing for you folks, your platform should be changing. You should be thinking, how can I get out there and impact the entire world? And here's the thing, let's get back to purpose. If you know your purpose, it will free you to grow. If you know your purpose, it will free you to grow. Can you see that, folks? How you could go from having 100 clients at $1,000 to 10,000 clients, 100,000 clients, if you really believe you're changing people's lives. Can you see that? Say yes.
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 Excellent. Excellent.
Yes.
Folks, here's what I want you to do. I want you to write this down on a sheet of paper. To write down the following words. My purpose is to change the world by. I want you to write those words down. My purpose is to change the world by. Let me give you some examples, and then we're going to talk about how you can find your purpose. My purpose is to change the world by helping people live longer. My purpose is to change the world by helping people feed themselves better. My purpose is to change the world by saving girls from committing suicide. My purpose is to change the world by helping people lose weight. My purpose is to change the world by teaching real estate salesmen to sell more houses so that they can live better. My purpose is to change the world by raising funds to build wells in Africa so that people don't die of contaminated water. My purpose is to change the world by teaching insurance salesmen to sell five times as much in the same amount of time so that they can take care of their family. My purpose is to change the world by teaching people how their parents can get better long-term care. My purpose is to change the world by showing them how they can communicate with their husband or wife better so that they don't get a divorce. My purpose is to change the world by helping people who are getting ready to get married to make sure that they're marrying the right person so that they will really live happily ever after. My purpose is to change the world by teaching couples to communicate so that they can be happy for the next 50 years of their life instead of miserable. My purpose, are you folks, are you getting the idea here? I challenge you, take whatever it is you do and ask yourself what your purpose can be. How many people in this world are suffering right now because you know something they don't know? And folks, I know that's a tough thing to say, but let me ask you this. If you know of a special way that you can help people have better health so that they could live just 1 year longer, if you don't share that, are you not at least partially, morally, and ethically responsible for their early death? If you agree with me, say yes.
Yes.
And folks, I know that's tough. I know those are tough words. But you know what? I believe them. Deep down in my core, I believe them. And I'll tell you what, in my own business, I believe that there are people out there who literally have been at the brink of changing their life for the last 5 years, and they've literally spent thousands of dollars with other coaches. Literally spent thousands of dollars with other coaches. And I'm not knocking anybody. There's plenty of other good coaches out there. Some of my clients, when they get to me, they come to me because they haven't found the good coach yet. There's a bunch of them out there, okay? There's probably some coaches out there that are a lot better than me. And by the way, there's probably some coaches out there that are better. There's always different people are good for different people. But here's the thing. There are millions of people out there in the world that if they were exposed to me, just like a few hundred people are exposed now, a few thousand people are my clients, okay? If millions of people were my clients, set all their money aside, millions of lives would be changed just like your lives have been changed. And you know what the truth of the matter is? If I could take a million people and only empower each of those million people to make $100 in the next year, I'd personally add $100 million to the world's economy. If I were to take 100 million people and teach them to generate just $100 in 1 year, I would personally be responsible for $1 billion of additional revenue to the world's economy. What if it was $1,000? What if it was $10,000? What if it's a full-time income? You know what? I don't know how many people are unemployed in America right now. I don't know how many people are unemployed in the UK right now. I don't know how many people are employed or unemployed all the way around the world. It's probably 100 million or 200 million people that are unemployed around the world. But really, if you take all the poverty-stricken countries, then it could be 2 billion people. I don't know. But see, deep down inside of myself, I believe I have a solution that will work for every single person on Earth. I really believe that. And you know what? In some way, if I'm lazy and I hold back and I don't tell the people of the world, if I don't give them an opportunity to change their life, in some way I am personally responsible for the fact that their children don't have shoes. I am personally responsible for the fact that their wife doesn't have clothes. I'm personally responsible. I am personally responsible for somebody that is in a country that is poverty-stricken and people could change their lives if they could just make an extra $100 online. And I'll tell you, that's one of the things that I'm working on putting into place. I'm actually transforming some of my earlier coaching programs, some of my old coaching programs that were so powerful for people, but now that I've totally re-engineered and it's so much more powerful, I'm actually working on putting together a charity program for people who live in, let's call it, third world countries who make $100 a year so that they can get access for $1 or $2 so that they can get access to the training materials. Because you know what? If all somebody did in a country where $100 a year pays all the bills was able to make $100 more, would change that person's life forever. If all they did was make $200, they'd be rich in their village. And not only do I want to empower people in the first world, okay, whatever countries you want to call first world, okay, there's probably 50 of them, okay, however you want to define that. If I can empower those people to go out and help people change their lives, here's the thing, let's imagine that one of you could change somebody's life by showing them how to get rid of diabetes so it didn't kill them 5 years earlier than they were destined to live. Okay, now that's a powerful word, destined, but then, you know, the average person that has, you know, bad stage diabetes doesn't live as long as the average person without, on average. We know that. The average person with cancer doesn't live as long. The average person with obesity doesn't live as long. The average person with heart disease doesn't live as long. We know that. Here's the thing. If there's one person in the world that as a result of my teaching would go out there and save one life, in some way I'm personally responsible if I don't sign that person up for coaching and give that person the tools to save somebody's life. Again, I know that you may be asking yourself, what does that have to do with me? You know what? There's two things. Number one, I hope that what I've just shared with you has shared with you my personal passion for changing the world. And I hope that if you feel my personal passion, that maybe you will find a way to put that passion into your business. I hope that can happen. How many of you do you think you might be able to have a little bit more passion in your business? Just say yes as a result of what I've just talked. Just say yes.
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 Yes, sir.
Yes.
Now, yes, you can change the world the same way I do. Now, you may not be able to change the world in the exact topic that I do. By the way, there's nobody that's hearing the sound of my voice that you can't learn the material as well as I do and be another person changing the world. You can't compete with me. Do you know why? Because there's 2 billion people on this earth that need you. And you know what? You can go out there and sell 1 billion people and it still leaves me 1 billion. So I'm not afraid of competition at all. You can literally go out and do exactly the same thing I'm doing, okay? I mean, obviously, you can't steal my words and steal my MP3s and steal my book, okay? But you can go out there and deliver almost exactly the same message. You can have the same fire in your heart that I do to change the world, and we wouldn't even step on each other's toes at all, one bit, one iota. You know what? 100 people could do it. 1,000 people could do it. 1 million people could do what I do, and we still wouldn't fix the problem. Because there's 2 billion people on this earth that need us. Might be more than that if you count families and children. Might be more than that. Okay? Here's the thing. In your niche, there's probably 1 million people on earth or more that need you. I mean need you. Really, really need you. Okay, now let me say this. If you're in a niche where nobody needs you, get out. If you teach underwater basket weaving and there's only 100 people on earth that do underwater basket weaving, just stop. I know those are strong words, and I hope that because I've been working with you folks that there's nobody on this call that doesn't believe you can help 1 million people. Now, please don't misunderstand me. Your first year, you may only help 100 people. That's your journey. And the next year, maybe you help 500. The next year, maybe you help 1,000. And then maybe the next year, you're making enough money that you can take half the money that comes in and go buy television advertising so that you can help many more. Maybe you can take half your money and buy radio advertising. Maybe you can take half your money and take a year off and live on it so that you can write a book that's going to change the world. You know, maybe you can't write a book right now because you've got to pay the bills. There's no time for you to worry about writing a book because you've got to pay the bills. You can't quit your 9-to-5 because you don't have the money coming in. Do you know what you need to do? You got to get your first step going, get your first 100 clients. Okay, so sometimes your dream of the future cannot immediately. You have to step into it. You know, if you're starting from scratch, you're not going to be a worldwide advertising on television, advertising on radio, and have five world bestsellers to be able to get out there. You're going to start small. You're going to start small with 100 clients, just like I'm teaching you. You're going to do the same steps just like I'm teaching you. But the difference is that your five-year goal, your 10-year goal to change the world is going to be different. And that five-year goal, that 10-year goal is going to drive you to incredible, incredible levels of success. Folks, has anybody had a life-changing thought in the last 30 minutes with me?
Yes,
I'm drawing a map.
Excellent. I'm going to close this teaching out. I'm just so excited for what I just shared with you. I'll tell you this. I'm just so excited about what you can hear my passion, and you can get a glimpse into how much I care about my niche, and I want you to care that much about your niche. Write it down. My purpose is to change the world by. And I'll tell you this, for many of you, if you'll listen to this recording again, you'll get something more out of it. I just believe that in the deepest part of my heart, that you'll get more out of it if you listen to it one more time or two more times, because what I've just shared with you is powerful. Go out, be empowered, folks. Change the world with purpose.